Good morning. A warm welcome in Christ to everyone gathered here for worship this morning. I am Matthew Swara. In case you're visiting here, I'm Matthew Swara, one of the pastors here at Zion Mennonite Church, along with Janet Gingrich, who will also be helping with leading the singing today. And I'm very pleased to see all of you here. And I'm also a little bit surprised seeing how lively and awake some of the people are in these two front rows here. I expected eyelids more at half mast, but I take it you got in around 4 in the afternoon yesterday coming back from conference, so you had some time to get a night's sleep, hopefully. Start catching up on some of the sleep you missed at conference. Might take a little while, but good. Glad to have you here, and we look forward to what you're sharing today. Also, I'm trying to think, maybe we can send you all to conference every few weeks so that we fill up these front rows here more often. Love to see you all here more often. You'll notice that it doesn't hurt to sit this front, far front. You know, in the evenings when my wife Becky and I get together for dinner, you know, we might not have seen each other much earlier that day. And so one of the common questions was, well, what happened for you today? How was your day? And we hear about it. You know, in this service, I know that you're going to be sharing, that our senior high youth and middle school youth will be sharing today. I don't know who's coming up in what order. So if anything seems a little clunky as we manage all the up and down, just think of this as that family gathering around the dinner table when we hear from each other. How was, you know, what happened for you today? What's new? What went well? What didn't go well? And just think of it like at dinner, learning about each other's day. In a moment, we will start with the scripture reading that was the theme for the conference. But before we do that, I invite you to stand and just greet those around you with a word of greeting or a word of blessing, and look around nearby for maybe someone you don't see all that often or haven't seen before. Oh, and if you have any announcements, please come forward to share those. Anyone with any announcements? Nancy.
You're going to get information about this in your email this week, but I just want to bring it up and explain a few things. MCC is collecting kits to be delivered to immigrants who have tried to come to the United States and been sent back across the border, and to immigrants who have been detained and are released and bused to places where they're disseminated. So they can't give these kits in the detention centers, they get them after they get out. And so these kits are different than anything we've collected before, but they're a backpack or a duffel bag, and it's some basic items of clothing for a male or a female, and also small, medium, or large. So there's a list, and items are supposed to be new. There's hygiene items to be included here also, and some things for children. And there's a deadline. So the deadline is July 31st to be delivered here to church in in the barn, and then they will deliver them to the stuff that we collect here on the West Coast will go to Arizona, to Tucson, and then the central states are collecting items for somewhere in Texas, El Paso, I think. So you'll be getting an email about this with instructions on Tuesday. So pay attention carefully, because it confuses my brain a little bit to look at it, but I hope I'll get over it. Thank you.
All right. The phone calls are going to start coming soon if we don't get sign-ups. So today would be a great day to sign up to be part of Vacation Bible School. I'm hoping that these youth, look at me in the eye, are going to all be group leaders, and they're planning on it. Avery said yes already. Oh, Avery, you're not even going to be here. So somebody has to take Avery's place now, and I just really encourage you to sign up. You've heard me say this year after year as I've been a part of it, but I love VBS. I love all of the kids that come from all over our community, and they enjoy coming, and it's the gift that keeps on giving, because these kids also go to Drift Creek, where they develop some really amazing friendships and get to see all of God's creation out there in a new way that they don't get to see here. So we really need group leaders. We need drama participants. If you only have a little bit of time to give, drama's great. You can come for the worship and be part of the drama there. I'm also encouraging you, if you're not available every day, so it's a Sunday through Thursday, and if you're not available every day but could do two days as a group leader, go ahead and sign up and just put, 2 days, and we'll find somebody to partner up with you. So give as much as you can, and just know that it is really a meaningful week, and I think you will get a lot out of it, and I know our community does.
This is going to be the last call to get my silver dollars and silver half dollars. I was amazed that when I offered this, that a couple small children stopped me before I even got to the door, and they had done some things. Another Sunday, right afterwards, I got some neat things to put into this little thing we're putting together. But I still have 7 pure silver half dollars to give to someone. And it boggles me that the teenage group will not give anything for this. Don't know why. It's free money. Take only a few minutes to get it done. So I've had a little interest from some older people about writing stories about their childhood. So I guess to get rid of this last 7 pieces of silver, I'm going to have to open it up to anybody to write a story about when they were a child. Not today, but when they were a child. And then get a keepsake from it. Simple little thing. Give me a drawing, give me a poem, give me a story. Only take you a few minutes, and you get a pure silver half dollar. This will be the last time that I offer this.
I invite Brady and Hunter now to come up to share with us the scripture passage from the Gospel of John that was thematic for the whole conference.
All right, so we'll be reading from John 20, verses 19 through 21. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked in fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After that, he said this. He showed them his hand and said, and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Please join me now in prayer. Risen, Spirit-breathing, sharing Lord, you are as present and powerful among us here and now as you were with those fearful, distressed disciples in that upper room on the day of your resurrection. Here and even now, you greet us. Yes, each one of us individually, but here you also greet us as a waiting and worshiping community, speaking your offer of true peace, your peace, peace which comes only with the breath of your Spirit. Whatever weakness or wounds we carry with us into this place, whether inflicted by others or by ourselves, whatever our failures or faults or our fears, you know them better than do we. Yet you come not to crush us nor break us with fear or shame for our wounds or our weaknesses, our faults, our fears, our failures. You come, Lord, as one who shares our wounds and who identifies with us, even to work through our weaknesses and to heal us with the goodness and the grace that leads to true repentance and renewal. In this time of worship, then, breathe afresh upon us your Spirit, that we might all the more glorify and follow you here and in every place that you lead us. And this we pray in the name before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us continue to worship and pray in song.
Please take your blue hymnals and turn to number 327. Blue hymnal 327, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And let's stand as we sing together.
Thank you.
please remain standing. We're going to switch over to a couple more songs. This next song is Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. There are some motions with this. If any of the youth or children want to come up on stage to show us the motions, I'm inviting you. Anybody? Up front, motions? Come on, Mennonites. Yes. Up on the stage.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth.
Seated.
Sometimes I stumble, sometimes I fall.
Is this on? Yeah, okay. I am really impressed that the senior high and their sponsors are ready to share today, when usually people say, well, give me a little bit of time. Give me in a couple of weeks before I'm ready to share. So have at it. Whoever is coming up first, we look forward to what you have to share.
Thank you. the virus. Hate is cheap. From afar it costs you nothing. Sister, take my hand. Brother, we will stand. Open up your heart and find love is turning over tables, breaking off chains. When I see you in the stranger, no longer a stain. Turning over tables, tearing down walls, building up the bridges between us. So I can feel the wound inside my heart. Let seeds of peace grow in hearts around us. Let trees of hope give shade to all mankind. Sister, take my hand. Brother, we will stand. Open up.
So I can feel the When I see you in a stranger, I'm no longer a slave. Turning over tables, tearing down walls, building up the bridges between the stones. Love is turning over tables, breaking off chains. When I see you in a stranger, I'm no longer a slave.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Caleb. First of all, we just wanted to thank everyone who was involved with just getting everything all together. Parents who very early committed to supporting the trip and getting their kids there. And everyone helped with fundraisers, organized travel, buying plane tickets, and driving us to the airport at 5 in the morning. Thank you for all your prayers along the way, too. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So a lot of the conference was about the Holy Spirit. So obviously that's a pretty easy one to get across to high school kids. Or anyone, actually. One of the worship times was on fear, and we were supposed to name our fear to the person next to us. At that point, I said drowning, but right now I'm kind of realizing it's public speaking, so this is fun. We were supposed to invite the Holy Spirit to take over our fear, and that the one thing that fear fears is community. So I hope that these kids had a chance to find a community somewhere this week and to have the Holy Spirit take over those fears. This week was not without challenges, but this is a great group of kids with true questions about their faith and the Holy Spirit.
Good morning. Our first worship service, Ron already talked about, we talked about fear and how it fears community, which was kind of ironic for me because that was one of my biggest fears about going to convention was being with the youth group because me and Elizabeth are the only ones, you know, everyone else is kind of little. which is also funny because I'm the shortest one. But fast forward to Thursday, and we talked about breathing in the Holy Spirit and how it comes suddenly, just like that, and how it comes unexpectedly and works in crazy and mysterious ways. And then our last worship started with this dude came on the stage and sang Nirvana, "Come As You Are." So we got a free rock concert, which, you know, woohoo. And then he talked about inviting, not just coming as we are, but inviting other people as they are, and how and meeting them where and how they are, and how there is room for you and your baggage, and to hashtag bring the peace wherever we go. So.
Okay, this experience has led me to grow closer to my youth group by staying up too late, having deep conversations, attending seminars together, and worshiping together. I was surprised by how many people there were and how, like, we all seemed to know similar songs. And some current issues that stood out to me were understanding sex, gender, and sexuality, and sexual assault on colleges, which were in seminars. And then one thing I learned is that people believe the word Yahweh may have originated from the sound of breathing.
I would say that my favorite part of this last week was getting to know kids and getting the chance to get to know all of the kids that went with us better.
My dog actually ate my script, so I can't go into that much detail. But my favorite part about convention was the worship.
So this week I heard the Holy Spirit talked about and experienced in ways that I'm not sure I'd ever really been taught or fully embraced in the past. In an age of division and uncertainty, Megan Good challenged us to consider that the church doesn't die because it's wrong or irrelevant. It dies because it stops breathing in the Spirit of God. We get so caught up in our action, work, service, and theologies that we forget to breathe in the Holy Spirit. We forget that God works with imperfect people and gives room for every single one of us. Dustin Galen reminded us that we are created to be in community, but that we often close doors and let fear hold us back instead. He said, "Fear fears community and wants us to be isolated and alone." I see evidence of this and its devastating consequences all around us in the world today. And yesterday morning, Glenn Guyton blew us away by opening his message by beautifully singing rock band Nirvana's early 90s song, "Come As You Are." In his message, he again suggested there is room for each of us. No matter how we identify ourselves or what baggage we bring, there is room. God is greater than our limited understanding. God is greater than me. God is greater than you. God is enough. I felt challenged by not only the messages given in worship and in seminars, but by each one of these kids this week as well. Cassidy said it well when she told me after returning home, the first 24 hours were rough. The sticky, humid Kansas City heat, fatigue, some illness, uncertain attitudes, and disappointing first night of worship were barriers. Honestly, it felt to me a bit like the disciples in the room shutting the door in fear. I felt fear. But as the week went on, I felt doors cracking open little bits at a time. We shared some about our struggles with fear, our struggles with the church, difficulty with scripture, frustration with not feeling asked to participate or empowered by the church, and with the idea of the Holy Spirit. We sat in some real discomfort together. I don't honestly know what all of these kids think and feel about the week, or if they will even think and very deeply about it at all. But I do know that they are each one, no matter what they feel, think, or believed, are very loved. Loved by God and loved by me. I also want to just say thank you to all of you for very generously sending us. Without expecting huge returns, you gave amazingly to make this trip possible in a very short amount of time. You have prayed over us this week, and I definitely felt that. So thank you.
We have seen and heard the expression of much giving over this last week, of giving of time and energy and risk-taking. This is our opportunity also to worship with the giving of tithes and offerings. So I invite the ushers to come forward to be ready to receive the offering. Let's see how that works with some of our ushers doing more reporting. And I invite you now to join me in a prayer of blessing both for the gifts and the givers. Lord, all that we offer, you have already given to us. Indeed, you have lent to us. and let what is returned this morning be a token of our whole selves. For we, body, soul, and spirit, material and in relational goods, are yours. All of this is yours. Be honored, and, O Lord, use for your honor these gifts now given. We pray in the name of him who is your most precious gift to us. Amen.
Okay, so this week was really fun for me. Got to experience a lot of things. My two favorite things about convention were worship time and meeting and seeing all the new people. The best part about worship for me was listening to the band play, and they were all together, like really synchronized. They were like really good. It really impressed me. And the guest speakers were also really awesome. They really like invoked thought in my brain, if that makes sense. At first, I didn't realize how many people were going to be there. I was really surprised by that. There's a lot more teenagers than I expected. And with that came meeting a lot of people and just noticing that they all had like the same interests as me, and like out inside and outside of church, like for example with like sports and stuff. And that was really cool. So that was my highlight of the week.
Okay, I'm just going to say real quick first that it was really hot over there. Probably not hot for people that live there, but living here in Oregon first and then going over there for like a week is really hot. And of course, when we were in the convention center, they're like, well, it's really hot outside. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it freezing inside for everyone. So anyway, I had a really fun, great time at MenoCon. It was just really fun. And since I was the only one that went to the junior high gathering things, I had to make some new friends. But luckily, what the people that were in charge, they just made it all about, like, almost every activity was just trying to get everyone to talk to new people and just, you know, finding new friends or making new friends that are from different places. So that really worked out in my favor. And then also, I just had a great time when I was just listening to like all the guest speakers and just listening to the music that the Walking Roots band, I think is what they're called, was playing. And as I was just listening, I heard that the majority of people, like I'm pretty sure 3,000 people were there, that a majority of them knew the songs. So clearly, we need to learn new songs.
What impacted me the most during MennoCon was seeing all the people there. I never knew there were so many Mennonites in the U.S. It surprised me to see all the different people with all the from all the different places with all similar viewpoints.
The thing that stood out to me the most during convention was how many new people I met, especially this one guy named Jared. He lives in Washington, plays basketball and baseball, and has two siblings. He's probably the nicest person I've ever talked to, and it made me excited to meet more people. To be honest, I haven't had enough time to really give a full or maybe even accurate account of my thoughts and experiences over at convention, but I'm so thankful for the opportunity. I can kind of separate my experience into two. My time spent with the kids and our group times and just that kind of experience, and then my time spent listening and learning at the seminars and the speakers. And obviously some of those things combined. But I went because of the kids. And so I wanted to talk about my time with the kids. Our time as sponsors, we were youth sponsors and we were parents. So it was really hard at times, but especially in the beginning, like Cassie was saying, it was a little awkward. And we were working things out in the beginning. But gradually, it became more and more meaningful. These kids are each uniquely wonderful, with so many thoughts, questions, concerns, and hopefully anticipation for God's breathed life, His breath. There is a lot more left undone here, a lot to unpack, and a lot more time to allow space. Our kids are aching for space and for listening ears. Our time was concentrated into 5 days. And these concentrated moments are important and helpful to kickstart good conversations and trust, but it takes regular, consistent checking in and enjoying each other and accountability for life change and healthy relationships in our community. We ask for your partnership, hopeful anticipation, and continued prayer for this Holy Spirit to lead us, stoke us, and encourage us.
As I attended several of the seminars and worship services, I could not help but listen to the speakers through the filter of the struggles that we here at Zion Mennonite Church have wrestled with recently. Our issues are not unique to us. The Mennonite Church as a whole has struggled with division and disagreement, which has led to increased frustration. Backing away even further, the church with the big C is no stranger to disunity either. Again, our struggle is not unique to us. The scripture from John 20 of Pentecost, there's another Pentecost in the book of Acts, was the focus of the week. And several of the speakers and seminar presenters echoed the same call. We must invite the Holy Spirit into our midst. I was particularly convicted by Leonard Dow, the Mennonite pastor from Philadelphia for over 20 years, who currently works for Everence. He shared on Friday evening of the convention. Dow mentioned that we as Mennonites love to focus on the life of Jesus, which is a good thing. Jesus, who is the way and the truth, can give us inspiration and hope for the future. But what Dow points out is that we as Mennonites don't do a particularly good job of embracing the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is mysterious. Mennonites like things to be tangible and concrete. The Holy Spirit is too abstract. But when Jesus arrives that Sunday evening, the first day of the week, in the locked room the disciples were fearfully hiding in, he breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit. He was leaving, but he gave them all the power that was within him. Glenn Guyton, the executive director of MCUSA, added to this challenge yesterday morning with a bit of encouragement. God is bigger than our issues, but only the power of the Holy Spirit will transform this church. The stories we read about Jesus give us hope, but in his Spirit, we have more than stories. We have all of the power of the living God. This power can help us overcome our disunity as a church and as a church. Amen?
Let's sing together. Jesus, be the center. Be my source, be my life, Jesus. Jesus, be the center. Be my hope, be my week. Is anybody going to show us the handshakes? Or you made them up? Made up handshakes. Okay. All right. I just want you to show me.
Simon, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go? Okay. I don't know why I come up here with my bulletin. Oops. Whoops. Whoopsie. Okay. Let's put those back in there. I don't need them. Thanks, microphone. Okay. Something doesn't work out. Like, I sat here all through the church service and thought, oh yeah, that's going to be perfect. Or not. Well, anyways, okay, can you see the cool bags? What now, what? Oh, you're smart. That's why I'm up here when Avery's up here, because he's smart. There.
This was a summarization of the week.
It really... Oh, for real. I can't even tell you. Yeah. There you have it, folks. Even being in Goshen, Indiana for 9 years and experiencing that crazy hot, humid heat did not prepare me for re-entering it. That is all I can tell you. Oh my goodness. It is hard to believe that I was here with you last week. Because of everything that I've experienced during the week, it feels like it's been a month of Sundays since I've been here. I brought up our bags. You always get bags when you go. There's always swag. when you go to conference. And when we got these, it came with this. And it says, does this bag look familiar? Where's Nancy? Nancy, does that bag look familiar? I'm just going to call you out. But anyways, it's an MCC bag. And they made a gajillion of them for us because there was like 3,000 some people there. And every bag is different, or most bags are different. Different fabrics, different colors. There may be other purple bags, but they probably weren't made with this fabric. I've attended the National Convention since I was 8 or 9 years old. I've experienced it as a child, a junior higher, a high schooler, and now as a parent watching my kids experience it. The sessions were phenomenal. I attended youth sessions about our digital lives, about things that could derail your college experience. Michelle Hershberger explained the MTD God and the dangers in following it. And I attended an intergenerational session that was presented by a married couple where the husband is a psychotherapist and the wife is a molecular biologist. And they they were talking about sex, gender, and sexuality. I also joined two sessions that the Mennonite women put on. In the second session, I got to meet the author, Shannon Dykus, who has written our devotional book for this year and kind of talked about how it's intended to be used. So I might get a little bit bossy with devotion leaders and just say, hey, make sure you look at this because that's intended to go with that, because there's stuff in the back appendixes. So I want to thank the congregation for making it a priority to send us to MennoCon. And if you want to experience a piece of MennoCon, you can go to their page on Facebook, and they live streamed all the worship services. They were glitchy if you watched them live, but when you go back and watch the recorded version, it's smooth playing. I also attended, I wanted to share one more thing. I attended the Mennonite Historical Society luncheon, and we heard from five different representatives from different organizations, including Lynn. Thanks. From our own Pacific Northwest Mennonite Historical Society here, and he told a story about Ivan and Pearl Krupp. One of the things that was brought by John Roth from Goshen College, because he's a history professor and a historian for the church, and as we approach our 500th anniversary of the Anabaptist Church, they've put together a little booklet with some suggestions of themes for the years as we lead up to 2025 and celebrate the 20th anniversary of that first baptism. I don't know if I can. It's just one sadness up here. Tears. I think, yeah, because the hymnal slides down.
So, after convention, something that will stick with me was how nice the thousands of Mennonite voices sounded singing. In many ways, the convention felt like Drift Creek on a much larger scale. And to at least the seminars that I went to, I felt they covered and discussed very relevant topics.
So when I was in Kansas City, I kind of expected to find myself. I wanted to know how I would learn individually. And I took some efforts to try and think about what seminars I would attend. I kind of took some efforts to think about what I was going to be thinking about. And I ended up wishing throughout the convention that I could meet and get to know just a few different people, and I did. And I was proud of that. But what surprised me was that instead, I had conversations and realized that I barely even knew my own youth group. I found out more pressing things, and we asked some pressing questions, and I think it was because I made some assumptions, which got torn apart, and as a stereotypical Mennonite, that was kind of uncomfortable. I learned this about myself. At around when teenagers are getting hungry, probably around 10:30 at night, we decided to go to a Wendy's a little bit farther, probably about a mile and a half from the convention center. And this is kind of in a little bit of a ghetto. So luckily there was four of us, and uncomfortably we all walked down there and it's closed. We get back, and as a youth group, we decide to order some pizzas. They weren't picking up our calls, so we decided to walk down there. It was close enough. Now, they closed at 1. We get there around 12, and the lights are on. There's people inside, but the doors are locked. There was somebody nice enough to open the doors for us, but they had not gotten the shipment of food that day. So there was no pizza for us. Now, it's 1 a.m. in Kansas City. Nobody's open. We ended up eating from a vending machine upstairs. So what I learned was that later that week, Aiden, I told him that I was hungry, and he says, "You're angry when you're hungry. Let's go get something to eat." Another example was that the youth group sat down in Ron and Kara's room on the last night, and we talked about the acceptance of the Holy Spirit and how sometimes our ability to accept the Holy Spirit can be drowned out by the order and cleanliness we have here at Zion. Dumbed down to, we don't want to be judged for the way we express, feel, and show the Holy Spirit, not because we are, but because it might be a little bit different from what people expect. And personally, I think that the greatest thing we brought away from the convention, me and the youth group, was that one of the pastors, Dustin Gallion, he touched on a simple statement. Fear fears mentorship, accountability, and community.
So, just like Emma, it was basically just me and her. And then this week, we got really close to like everyone in our group, and we joined like friendships that we have never had if we didn't go to this.
So I decided to speak about what was most memorable about this trip. So when I look back in the future years, back at Mennonicon 19, I'm going to remember the singing and the feeling in the worship room. I love the singing and how everyone, all like 3,000 plus people, also loved it and enjoyed it as well. I'm also going to remember the deep discussions we've had as a youth group, and I liked hearing people's opinions and stuff.
For me, as Serenity said, I still haven't processed all that just took place the last couple of days. But some of the memorable stuff were the seminars that I went to. There were a lot of seminars involving faith formation, and it was there was a lot of information, a lot of people, pastors, resources. That were addressed at these faith formation seminars and left them feeling probably a little bit better as this congregation looks at what faith formation looks like, that we have other resources to help us walk through that. I also participated in seminars at a time with Mennonites, people of color. And for being around Mennonites that look probably closer to myself and my children, that was gave me a chance to see, to also experience Mennonites from a different perspective. Seminars around peace and justice, I spent quite a bit of time in those, and then also Mennonite men. The Mennonite men had a lot of deep discussions that probably even made some of us uncomfortable. What I wanted to do also, I wanted to share a benediction that was shared by a South African lady, Sunobohulwe Ngubu. And this is one of the benedictions she shared on one of the nights. I want to just read it out to you. It says, peace be with you, sons and daughters of God, from whom creation groans, we are made manifest. May we again and again experience the power that resurrects Jesus Christ from the dead. I declare grace and peace multiplied to you all from ravaged lands or bounty-filled pantries on this territorial globe. Let his shalom that surpasses all understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit overwhelm us past all isms. I declare the excellence of every peace proclaimed by the angels on the night divine to propel us to a radical love with benevolent abandon, setting our hearts on fire for neighbor as self, the stranger, the poor, the widowed, the orphaned, the hungry, the thirsty, the broken, the imprisoned, and creation. Turning gun into plowshare, pipeline into solar panel. Today, let our hearts burn with zeal as our faith with works, causing his kingdom to prevail in this generation and beyond. Go on now. Go in God's peace. Go and change the world with him and through him. Go and leave no one behind from A to Z, from America to Zimbabwe. The bride and spirit cry, come, Lord Jesus. Tables are turned over. Peace be with you.
I wonder if we could manage another applause for the adults who have spent a week with these beautiful youth and children. Thank you, and you adults especially. We know that a lot went in even before this week and the travel. And one of the pictures that I saw there was that, did you get some of that wonderful Kansas City barbecue? Okay, that's one of the things that Kansas City is famous for. And having lived there myself, some of my childhood, I can almost feel the humidity. As you mentioned it, the summer heat and humidity, it could be quite oppressive. But there's much that's beautiful about the area as well. This is our time as well to share any joys, cares, or concerns, or reflections, or responses. And Kathy, we'll start with you.
I would like to let every one of you all know how much the LaBear family has appreciated your prayers, your thoughts, your cards, your beautiful meals. It has helped me to recover and be happier than I've been for a very long time. I missed coming here because of the horrible pain I was living in. But I'm fixed. But I'm not done. And I ask you all that you don't give up on me. I am facing a huge journey getting off opioids. I've been on them for 15 years, and I truly cannot do this by myself. I need you. I love you. My family loves you. And I, with all my heart, know that God, you've given him so much glory with your love that you've showed me. I've been lost, I've been broken, and I'm on the way to recovery. I love you all, and I cherish all your love. Thank you from the LeBear family, all of us.
I don't know that we're done applauding yet.
Oh. Thank you.
Kathy, that's quite powerful and vulnerable and honest and transparent, your sharing. I'm wondering if we can take a moment to pray for you right now.
I would love it.
Yeah, and if we could have a few folks come and join who would like to do that.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Let's pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for the faith, hope, and love in our sister, your daughter, Kathy. Thank you for bringing her this far, oh God, through surgery and the help of medical experts. Lord, that power and wisdom finally come from you. And now as she looks at the future, at the journey ahead of her, we pray, oh God, that you would indeed give the power and that you would enlist your people, your servants, Kathy's brothers and sisters and family of faith, in her journey, for it's our journey as well. Dear God, honor this transparency, this vulnerability, this love and care and honesty, O God. Honor it, O God, with that extra measure of wisdom and power that you promise to all who seek it from you. May it be indeed, may hers be a journey that liberates all of us. Even more, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Is there more sharing that we'd like to bring to each other's attention? Yes, Karen.
Well, thank you, Kathy. That was an encouragement and blessing to each of us to hear your testimony. And also to the MYF. What a joy to hear each of you share. I appreciate, because I know for some of you that's not something that you would do regularly. So thank you, and it was a joy for us to hear it.
Is there more? Anyone else? Oh, yes. Here you go, Toby.
It's been a blessing to listen to people talk and the various experiences they had, even though people are in the same place, how different their interpretations can be. It reminds me of watching a movie where people recount the past and one person's experience is just totally different than another. And it's what I wonder is, you know, when you talk about the message at the convention being about, well, some people's interpretation was about overcoming fear or dealing with fear, facing fear, and the relationship with that and having peace in our lives, can those two coexist? When we want to face our fears, can we be at peace? Can we feel relaxed? Can we deal with the discomfort, overcome that, get to the other side to experience peace? Or is peace in that entire process? It's interesting to me. I've formed relationships. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird sometimes. But I feel compelled to attach myself to different people at different times and sometimes call them up on the phone. I hate texting. Texting is a evil thing to me. It's mainly because I still have a flip phone and I can't work the thing very fast. But anyway, it's interesting to me who I feel compelled to make contact with and stay in contact with. And I'm thankful for the sharing this morning about people and their experiences with contacting others in a convention or any kind of setting where it's short term or it's you're kind of forced into it. It's interesting how the future will look for the people that went to this and the changes that will take place within them. But anyway, the thought-provoking part of it to me was, can fear and peace coexist, or is overcoming fear part of the process of developing peace within? I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but thanks for listening.
Thank you. And I wrote those questions down, including, is peace in the very process of dealing with our fears? Actually, I think those are very profound questions. Thank you. Any other sharing? Well, then I invite you to join me in prayer, that as we do every week here with so many Christians throughout all time and around the world, ending with the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Lord of the harvest, the gathering that our youth and their sponsors have experienced, bear some foretaste and reminders of that gathering that's already underway all around the world through your Spirit, a gathering of people from every tribe, tongue, and nation, leading up to the gathering at that timeless eternal day when heaven and earth reunite in the New Jerusalem. And the experience of the youth and their sponsors remind us of the longings for your temple and for your people among our ancestors when they went on pilgrimage to Zion and sang, "I was glad," when they said, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." But we're still on the road, Lord. Thank you for the people who shared the journey with us. None of us would ever make it home on our own. And for those of us who were not there with our youth and their sponsors, your same Spirit was with us and is ever with us. Grant that the seeds of your word, which you planted in their hearts, may take root and bear fruit in our lives as well as theirs. And Lord, grant us a measure of their faith as we pray for and attend to and give love to whatever needs and cares that we know about. For you who are the source of every gift have blessed us of late in so many ways. And Prince of Peace, we pray for peace between our citizens and those of Iran whose ancestors blessed our Hebrew ancestors on their return to Jerusalem, where churches are worshiping and growing, even in the face of persecution. And Father of the fatherless, who put the lonely in families, we seek your guidance and grace on behalf of those families being separated and incarcerated on our southern border, in particular for children who have been brought from one danger zone only to find another one. What is our role, Lord, as your peacemakers in this tragedy that is committed in our own names? Guide us and bless them, we pray. And Lord of the harvest, you send us forth also as your laborers in the vineyard of your love to honor you and to bear witness to you in work and in word. And so guide and bless all the labors of love in which all of us here shall engage this week, whether it's in our homes, taking care of family, whether sharing food or friendship with others, whether it's in language learning or citizenship preparation, or as we prepare for vacation Bible school, whether it's visiting the sick, the shut-in, or those in prison. And thank you also for the fruits of the earth this time of year, the blessings from gardens and fields growing in this time of light and warmth. And lead us, Lord, in joyful, faithful, generous stewardship of all these and all the other gifts that you've given us. For the harvest of souls goes forward until the prayer of your Son is fulfilled, the one which we pray with him and with your people everywhere in all times and places and languages. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We are going to end with a song from Convention. I watched the live streaming to learn this little tune. It's very easy. So I'm asking Convention attenders to sing out with me. You're going to listen, and then it's beautiful in four parts. So just we'll sing it several times.
We sing for all.
Okay, so let's all stand. Spirit of God, grow in us, that we might learn to love like Jesus. Spirit of God, go with us, that we might share. Peace.